Although it's Governor Gary Herbert's decision to decide whether to take the federal money and expand Medicaid dollars to low-income residents here, he's held off on doing so. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers have come up with a plan that would extend some benefits, but the state would have to pay for it. Brian Schott, the managing editor of UtahPolicy.com, says it's just a political move.
Governor Herbert came out before the session, said that the state had to take some sort of Medicaid expansion money, and then House Speaker Becky Lockhart, in her opening day address, basically said they should not take one penny of Medicaid expansion money. And really, the sense appears that it's all about politics. Lockhart is likely going to challenge Herbert for governor in 2016, and this is a play to the delegates who will make that decision on their nomination. And most of those delegates do not favor expanding Medicaid. They don't want to take that federal money because they're afraid that at some point the state's going to be left on the hook for the whole thing. But it is, in Governor Herbert's words, an illogical move because the state is already paying that money out.
Schott expects that Herbert will wait till the session is over before making a decision, again, a political move.
My sense is he's going to wait until after the legislature is done and they really can't cause too big of a stink. That'll be, we're all finished up here in 17 days. So, the longer that he waits, the less time he has to get pummeled by lawmakers who are up here and wouldn't like that decision.
The governor, he says, has the political capital to spend and will likely bite the bullet for those Republican lawmakers who are running for re-election.
And he probably could because, as recent opinion polls show, Governor Herbert has about a 73% approval rating, which is the highest among any governor in the nation. The Washington Post broke those down. Governor Herbert is the most popular governor in the U.S., so he probably could spend the political capital to make this happen.
Plans are also underway to move the state prison from Draper.
Once this gets through the legislature, let the fight over who's going to have the prison and where those contracts are going to go to the people building the prison start. That is going to be a huge battle. The House GOP in their caucus decided to make this decision. I believe the Senate is already on board. So it's just now a matter of formality of getting this through that they're going to move the prison. Draper has unveiled plans of what they'd like to do with that land to create some sort of mixed-use facility and to cash in on sort of the high-tech corridor that's developing there. So it's going to be really interesting to see the next phase, which is who's going to make money off of this.
Schott says it'll be interesting to see how the process of selecting a new prison location unfolds.
There are lawmakers who stand to make money out of this. I know the Alliance for Better Utah has come out, and that's a left-leaning government watchdog group. They've come out and they're asking lawmakers to disclose their possible conflicts of interest in this process, because a lot of them are going to have conflicts. And they aren't required to put any conflicts down before the session as they vote on this proposal moving forward. But yeah, eventually there are some lawmakers who are stand to make some money, or at least the companies that they work for stand to make some money. But that's what happens when you have a bunch of lawyers and real estate developers and bank executives as your elected officials. There are very few people up here who are not in those businesses.
Finally, Schott says, with regard to Senate Bill 54, which would preempt the Count My Vote initiative and which the governor has said he would veto, lawmakers may just force that to happen.
If the House gets it through a committee really fast and passed on the floor, and it's probably going to pass because this bill is unliked by delegates, and lawmakers will have to face their delegates just less than a week after the session ends, so that they would be foolish not to vote for this bill. But if they do get it passed in a timely manner within the next 7 days or maybe within the next 5 days, which is certainly a possibility if they rush it, that sets up a really interesting battle up here on the Hill, because any bill that is passed by the legislature, while the legislature is in session, the governor has 10 days to sign or veto it or let it to go into law without his signature. So if lawmakers get it through the process fast enough, they could force Governor Herbert to issue that veto while they are still up here, and they have time to override his veto. It's a lot harder to override a veto once lawmakers have packed up and gone home.
Brian Schott is the managing editor of UtahPolicy.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.